This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back to Southern New England Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Well, he predicted the rematch between the Patriots and the Rams in Super Bowl 53. And he was right. As much as we hate to admit it, we head to the dark side and bring in Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Don't try to pretend you don't like it. You love it.
The force is strong with this one,
yes,
Scott.
Yes, the force is
exactly
strong. Well, I mean, I'm speechless at the fact that this team won another championship, considering all the stuff that went down this year. We start with the offseason and supposedly the rift between Belichick and Gronk and Brady, and then the regular season where they just couldn't seem to win consistently on the road. Their defense couldn't stop a nosebleed, and yet here they are, hoisting Lombardi Trophy for the sixth time. I guess nothing else that this franchise does will amaze me.
It's almost laughable, isn't it?
It is.
What you just laid out, like a Hollywood scriptwriter would laugh in your face and say that even this is implausible for Hollywood. I can only just think that, you know, I often talk with our buddy John Rook. When, you know, he's the PA voice of the stadium, you know, longtime colleagues of ours. He has a radio show that we do on Patriots.com, and we always talk about how an NFL season can be broken into quarters. You know, the first 4 weeks are similar to, you know, an extension of the preseason, still trying to get your sea legs under you, if you will.
Sure.
By midseason, you're starting to figure out who you are. By the third quarter of the season, you've kind of figured out who you are. And the last quarter of the season, you're either a playoff team sort of priming for the postseason, or you're a team that knows it's not going to make the postseason for the most part, right?
Right.
It seems like this team, this Patriots team, got a really late start. And I think I've said this to you guys before. They got about a month or 6 weeks, slow out of the gate because of, you know, the way the Super Bowl ended last year in Minnesota. Brady doesn't show up for most of the offseason. Gronk doesn't show up for most of the offseason. Edelman is suspended for the first month. Josh Gordon comes in a month late, doesn't really get acclimated. It seemed like they were always a month off of that schedule. So when I look back at it now in hindsight, it almost makes perfect sense that they peaked when they did, because that was about 4 to 6 weeks off of the normal schedule for a team to sort of figure out who it is.
Right.
And they peaked at the absolute perfect time. Whereas I'd say maybe the Rams, the Saints, even the Chiefs, maybe plateaued once they got to that mid to three-quarter season spot. And, you know, they weren't all as healthy as the Patriots, which is another factor that played into this championship run. We can't overlook that. But it just seems like they got late, and it worked out for them to get off to a late start because they peaked at the perfect time. That defense played as well as I've seen a Patriots defense play since maybe 2004. The last month of the season, those guys have been brilliant. While the offense wasn't really a juggernaut, save for maybe the Chargers game in the divisional round, this team just put it all together at the perfect time. They were healthy as can be, and they just made an amazing run like we've seen other teams do. You know, the Giants in 07, for instance, were a
right
team that was, you know, barely going to make the playoffs, and they went on an amazing run. You just don't normally see the Patriots do this kind of thing. And it's really remarkable. Like you said, Scott, almost nothing would surprise me with this franchise anymore.
Eric, in terms of the coaching jobs of Bill Belichick, for me, and Scott hit it, you know, starting with last offseason, what happened in the Super Bowl last year with the Malcolm Butler thing and all the talk and the tension and everything like that, What was it that Bill Belichick either changed in himself and his coaching style, or what was it that he did to bring all of his guys back together and put the pieces back together? Because I think there was some mending that needed to be done, and it seemed like Belichick was able to do that. What was it that he that he changed?
You know, that's going to be the question, I think, that people are going to want to know about this season, because I think a year ago at this time, we were all talking, you know, on your show and elsewhere, about how we were so surprised at how there seemed to be just almost an outright mutiny among a lot of the players following Super Bowl 52. And there were a lot of hurt feelings, and people were coming out and saying it, and you're not used to hearing Patriots say that kind of thing. The first thing I think Belichick did was, and he's good at this, is getting his players to look forward instead of backwards. You know, they all came back, or most of them came back for the off-season program in April, and I think he did a very good job of saying to them, look, it's really now the 2018 season. We can't worry about last year. We can't change the past. Let's focus on this year, and, you know, we still have a core group together that is capable of winning a title. Let's focus on that. Let's focus on the areas that we need to improve and work with the group that we have. That's easier said than done, but I think he did that. The other thing, which I think I kind of noticed throughout the season, and especially these last few weeks in the playoffs, was Belichick just seemed like a happier person.
Sure.
On the field, you know, at practices, off the field, you know, there was a lot made last year. Lane Johnson of the Eagles was big on saying, oh, they don't have fun up there in New England. This was a team that, even when they were coming out of their really bad losses on the road, they looked like a team that had really good chemistry in the locker room, and they looked like a team out at practices, and as the season wore on, that was having fun. And it reflected the way their coach was sort of, I think, approaching this season. We had a couple of great photos of him this past week in Atlanta at the practices out there at Georgia Tech, where he's just kind of standing off to the sideline, twirling his whistle, as he's wont to do, with just a grin on his face, just soaking in the moment, enjoying it. And I think that's something that he's had a difficulty doing in the past. I think back to the 07 season, for instance, where that team going into the Super Bowl against the Giants was very tight, very uptight team, whereas the Giants were loose and having fun. And it was a stark contrast, and I think that they sort of played that way in that Super Bowl 42. This week, these last few weeks, they seem like a team that just had no care in the world, had nothing to lose, and I think part of it was that everybody thought they were going to lose. You know, a lot of people picked them to lose against the Chargers. I was one of them. A lot of people picked them, almost everybody picked them to lose at Kansas City. They went in there, shocked a lot of people. And so then, at that point, I think they felt like it was something special for them. And they were enjoying the 2 weeks between the AFC title game and the Super Bowl, unlike any other Patriots team I've seen going into a Super Bowl. They really were enjoying the moment, and I think that helped them I think that helped them on this miraculous run that they had this year.
So, Eric, my last question for you. Tell us what the big off-season issues are going to be for the franchise. Obviously, I think we're all awaiting Gronk's decision, but you know, what are some of the big things we should keep an eye on this offseason?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Scott, is that there aren't any big dramas. You know, that's the one thing we've had the last few off seasons, a lot of drama. I think it's going to be devoid of that. What you are going to see, though, is and we've already seen it with the departure of Brian Flores to Miami as the head coach. He's sort of poached some of the coaching staff here. So there's going to be a lot of turnover there, whether it's promotions from within, from assistants who've been around, like coaching assistants who've been in the organization for a while, or outside hires, you know, the rumors of Greg Schiano coming in to be defensive coordinator. There's going to be some turnover there. I think that's going to be the biggest thing to watch as far as, you know, how this team is built going forward. Is it just going to be a continuation with people being promoted, or is it going to be, you know, wholesale changes at certain positions? I tend to think it's the former, not the latter. But that's the big thing to me is how the coaching staff. We haven't seen a coaching staff shake up this big in many years under Belichick. So that's the thing I'm going to be watching for most closely. But obviously, you know, if Gronk decides to retire or not, that's going to be a big decision too. you know, how they handle free agency, which is the next big thing coming up in the middle of March, and then after that, the draft. So there's plenty coming down the horizon, but I don't think there's anything there's no big saga, especially like we had last year, which I think is a breath of fresh air, and this team kind of needs it because, you know, 3 years in a row going to the Super Bowl, that gives you a truncated offseason as it is. They're a little exhausted. They could use some drama-free time off here before they get ready to defend their title in 2019.
Yeah, to me, Eric, I think this offseason is going to be a lot about football and the roster, and the focus is going to be there, which is, I think, more fun, is talking about how they're going to build the 2019 Patriots. And I think there's going to be a youth movement with all the draft picks, with some of the guys coming back, like a Wynn or a Bentley, those guys. But who's a name maybe in free agency that you could see coming in here, whether maybe it's a wide receiver, maybe it's somebody on the defensive line? Who's a name that you see the Patriots bringing in that maybe we're not talking about or is a recognizable face?
Yeah. Well, I have to do my homework yet. We're still kind of cleaning up the shop from this Super Bowl. And I do a full analysis of all the free agents in the league within the next few weeks. Leading up to the new league year in mid-March, which is, I think, March 13th this year, a Wednesday.
Right.
So I can't really answer that question fairly to you right now because I haven't done enough homework on it yet, but I'll be getting started on that in the next few weeks. So hopefully I'll have a better answer for you the next time we talk.
So here's what
I'll
we know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we know. Next year's Super Bowl, the date is set February 2nd, and it will be played in Miami. What we don't know yet is who the Patriots will play.
Well, it's funny. No, it's funny you do bring that up about the next game that they play, the next Super Bowl that they play, because there is one little bit of information that I don't know if you guys talked about it yet or not, but there is some question about whether or not the defending Super Bowl champs here will open up the season on Thursday night, as has been the custom.
That's right.
I don't know if you guys have talked about that.
I'm reading that that won't be the case, that they're leaning towards Chicago Green Bay with 100th anniversary season. So, and I'm okay with that.
That doesn't bother
me.
Oh. Right. I just think that it's just interesting that they're choosing to do that, because you have the potential for a, you know, if they wanted to continue that tradition with the Super Bowl champs, you have the potential of Patriots-Chiefs rematch.
Oh, yeah.
You have the potential of Patriots-Cowboys, which is obviously, you know, a global audience would love that.
Yep.
So there are a couple of games involving the Patriots next year that are pretty high-ticket items that you could easily put in that Thursday night game. The NFL wouldn't feel sorry about doing that. So I think it's a little curious that they'd go with a little bit of a lackluster Green Bay-Chicago matchup that, it's great for those two cities, but wouldn't you rather see the Patriots? I mean, it's fine with me either way. I don't really care one way or the other.
Oh, I'm cool with a Sunday night game to open up. Yeah, I'm good.
Me too.
Schedule-wise, Eric, I'm good with that.
And you know what? I give the NFL credit. The 100th anniversary season commercial was by far the best of the Super Bowl. And there wasn't a close second.
No, that was great.
Yeah, I didn't actually get to rewatch the broadcast of the Super Bowl, and I didn't really pay attention to the commercials during the game, but I did go back and look at the 100th anniversary commercial spot. Tremendous. You're absolutely right.
So
I think it would be hard to top that. It was really well done, and that came together sort of at the last minute. That was a late thing. They haven't been working on this for a long time. They sort of, the concept came up late, and they were able to get all those stars together and do that. The portion with Brady and Baker Mayfield was shot here at Gillette Stadium. The rest of it was out in L.A., so because the Patriots were still working on the AFC Championship at that point. So, it was a cool spot, and it's going to be fun to see what else they do for the 100th anniversary this coming season.
Absolutely. Eric, thank you for everything this season. Again, you've been great to us on Saturday mornings, getting up with us and talking Patriots football every week. We really do appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you maybe again as the draft gets closer.
Yeah, sounds good, and hopefully I'll have some better... a better idea of giving you some ideas about free agency and some other stuff. Like I said, I'm still a little running on fumes a little bit at this point and haven't really gotten to dive into it yet. But enjoy talking with you guys all year. You guys are great. You guys are knowledgeable, and I'm sure your audience appreciates what you guys bring every week too. So glad we could end it on a championship season. It's always more fun going into the off season this way.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, Eric, thank you. We'll talk to you later. Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly wrapping it up for us here on Southern New England Sports Saturday. Nick, before I sign off, I want to wish my dad, Benny Cordici, a happy 80th birthday today. The Big 80, born
Good
in 1939.
Him.
He told me as a little kid, he says, I'm going to live to be 100. I thought he was full of crap back then. I believe him now.
Good for him.
He's in outstanding shape. He will live to be 100. I believe it.
Happy birthday, Mr. Cordishy.
Yeah, happy 80th, Dad, if you're listening down in South Florida.
That's awesome.
Folks, that'll do it for us on Southern New England Sports Saturday. Thanks for Laura to putting this all together during the week. And for Joe on the other side of the glass, he's Nick. I'm Scott. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is Southern New England Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.